team's plans for the upcoming season. Breeze was a big leader for the franchise, but running back Alvin Kamara says there are plenty of players ready to fill that leadership void.
We got guys. Obviously, you know, that was our general, and he was our quarterback. He's been our quarterback for a long time. But, you know, I think guys are ready and to step up. And, you know, some guys that maybe might not have been ready or as willing to step up.
The Houston Astros put it together once again last night offensively, rolling to an 8-3 win over the Boston Red Sox to take the series. And now they'll look to complete the sweep tonight with first pitch set for 6:10. Zach Greinke will be on the mound for Houston while the Red Sox will send out Eduardo Rodriguez. For 103.7 The Game, I'm Clint Toming, and this has been your 2-Minute Drill.
The 2-Minute Drill has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance of Lafayette. Contact your local agents, Marius Heydel, Kevin DeQueer, Ricky Obey, Daniel Freeman, or Mike Thibodeau. Live and local, this is Acadiana's sports station, 103.7 The Game.
The Houston Astros are world champions.
Streaming live on 103.7 The Game mobile app and online at 103.7thegame.com.
It is a safe touchdown.
This is the Jordy Holtberg Show.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day.
Call us up at 337-706-0111.
I like this kind of party.
Now, here's your host, Jordy Holtberg.
And a great good afternoon and a happy Thursday, June the 10th, the year 2021. Boy, do we have a busy show planned for you and yours. And we lead things off with the very latest on the LSU baseball coaching search. Seems like some candidates have fallen by the wayside and other candidates that weren't even an afterthought have come to the forefront. Let's get the very, very latest on this as the LSU Tigers are fixing to pull out of the Alec Box Stadium parking lot in about 12 minutes to get ready for the road to the airport and then the flight to Knoxville. But Wilson Alexander, kind enough to join us. He covers the Tigers daily with the Advocate. He's been right on top of this story. Wilson. Man, what in the sand? Thank you for the time, by the way. But what in the world is going on here with this LSU baseball search?
Well, thanks for having me, Jordy. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. They're looking for a candidate. Sometimes these things can take a while. Sometimes you don't get your first guy, or you think you have a guy, and then maybe you don't want him or something like that. You know, job hiring and job interviews and all those sorts of things can take some time. Like we saw with the defensive coordinator search earlier this year, that took a while. So, yeah. You know, they're looking for who they want. Pat Casey is definitely a candidate and has visited Baton Rouge. Kevin O'Sullivan is no longer a candidate. He was at one point. A lot of people thought that he might be really high on LSU's list, but he released a statement today saying that he will be staying at Florida. His name had cooled off in recent days, kind of within the last week, and then he released that statement today. They also had Schlossnagel on their list, but he took the job at Texas A&M. Cliff Godwin is still a candidate here, but kind of all eyes are sort of on Pat Casey at this point, and we'll see what works out with that. There's still a little bit of ways to go. It's not a done deal at this point.
Okay, let's start with Kevin O'Sullivan. He was the hottest of topics. You said it waned about a week ago. Was that LSU waning for O'Sullivan, or was that O'Sullivan waning on LSU?
You know, I can't say definitively right now. All I know is that, you know, he won't be coming. He won't be I don't think he was ever extended an offer or anything like that. I don't know if anybody, frankly, at this point has been extended an offer. But all I know is definitively is that he will be staying at Florida.
Okay. Now you pull the rabbit out of the hat with former Oregon State coach Pat Casey. Numbers wise, 3 national championships. He took Oregon State from nowhere to everywhere. I remember LSU playing against them. And they were really, really good. He got out of baseball. He's been out of it for a couple of years. He's 62 years old. He's coached for 24 years at Oregon State. 900 wins. And as I said, he retired after the national championship that they won back in 2018. He's been working as a in the athletic department for as an associate to the athletic director. And then there's that baggage on the side of it. I'm going to give Scott Woodward all the benefit of the doubt that he is doing all his due diligence. And as you said, no offer has been made. But, man, the optics with that scenario, with what's going on at LSU right now, it's no-brainer that there's going to be a backlash with even the mere thought of this hire, isn't it?
Yeah, we've already seen that backlash, particularly in the climate that LSU is in right now, having to reckon with its own sexual misconduct, the way it handles sexual misconduct cases and cases of sexual assault on campus. They're experiencing a lot of backlash because of the situation that Pat Casey had with Luke Heimlich, a pitcher on his team near the end of his tenure. Heimlich, if you want me to recap real quick.
Yeah, please.
In 2012, when he was 15, or excuse me, when he was a teenager, he pleaded guilty to, when he was 15, having sexual contact with his niece, who was six. And he later said that he didn't do that, that the only reason that he admitted to it, and which he did in a written statement, was that he wanted to avoid jail time, wanted to reach a plea to kind of just end the whole thing. And he, you know, as part of that plea agreement, there was an understanding that his records would be sealed after 5 years and that, you know, none of this would ever kind of come out.
Right.
But
right.
There was a clerical error in the state of Oregon because they thought that he had failed to register as a sex offender there when he thought that he had registered as he was supposed to do, because he had done to that point the things that he was supposed to do as part of his plea agreement. But he, it popped up when the Oregonian did a routine background check as it was working on a profile of him. And of course, all of that came out and, Heimlich sort of withdrew from the team for the rest of the 2017 postseason. He returned though, at that time, Pat Casey mm-hmm. said that he, you know, I believe in Luke. He showed support for the pitcher and, you know, the guy who he had recruited. And then Heimlich, with Casey's support, as well as the president at Oregon State at that time, Ed Ray, he returned to the team in 2018. It was his senior season. He pitched. He helped lead Oregon State to the national championship that year. And then, of course, Casey ends up retiring after that 2018 national championship. So because of all of that, you know, Casey's received, you know, the mere thought of this has really, I think, upset a lot of LSU fans. You're seeing that, that, you know, they don't like that this is even an idea.
Right.
But, you know, that's sort of why that backlash is there.
Wilson Alexander, the Advocate, I would be, to say totally shocked, it understates if Pat Casey was hired as the coach. I mean, it may be Scott Woodward's guy, but Scott Woodward has bosses who also have bosses. I would be beyond stunned if this would happen. I really would. That's just my opinion. It does, and that opinion doesn't go any further than right here with me. But that's just my opinion.
Right. I don't think you're not the only person who would be. For all the reasons that we just stated, as well as the fact that he's 62. He spent right. his life in Oregon. You know, built that Oregon State program for a while. At the time of his retirement, he said that he didn't have the same energy level that he once did. But maybe he's, you know, itching to get back into coaching. He, you know, he didn't dismiss the possibility when he was on a podcast late last month and that he would want to maybe get back into coaching. But he has been out of it for 3 years. But at the same time, you know, he is a three-time national championship winning coach. He's been to the College World Series a number of times. Oregon State was a formidable program under his stewardship of it. And if you're purely looking at it from that perspective, then, you know, you can see why that this might be a hire that LSU wants to make. But there's also so much else that's going on that would surprise people, not only yourself.
If this had happened, if this thing had come up 2-3 years ago, Might be a whole different scenario, but under the landscape, as you mentioned, that's right here, right now. Plus, Casey said in that podcast, and I'm quoting your story, quote, there's times I feel like I want to be in the dugout, and there's times I'm thankful I'm not in the dugout. That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly with this LSU baseball fans. And this group, it's just not. I would be stunned. Cliff Godwin's a name. Mike Bianco is a name that's out there. And the good thing is all of these teams are still playing. They're in super regionals, so they're pretty good coaches across the board.
Yes, there are. I mean, you know, LSU has a list of candidates, you know, and Pat Casey wasn't the only name on there. And,
right.
You know, so it's going to – there's no quite telling at this exact moment, you know, what's going to end up happening.
Yeah.
I do know this. If it won't be a formal sort of announcement of a hire, you know, could they reach something in principle? Could there be a verbal agreement? There could be. I don't know with absolute certainty right now. You see that in coaching searches, though.
Sure.
But there won't be any sort of formal announcement of a hire until the LSU season ends. They, you know, it would sort of be a major distraction for a team that is about to play in a super regional that has, you know, really believes that it can still get to Omaha. And maybe make a run at this thing. And also, Molinari isn't even out the door yet. I mean, obviously, he will retire, but, you know, they want to try to keep the focus as much as they can. It's kind of a difficult balance. It is a delicate balance because you're trying to find your next person while the team is still going. You know, there won't be a sort of very, you know, the formal press conference right. and all those sorts of things until the season ends.
Well, so let me just throw a crazy thought out there. What if this LSU baseball team pulls off a miraculous run, and it's not out of the realm of possibility. Once you get to Omaha, there's plenty of rest, and, you know, they got through the hardest part with their pitching staff to get through the regional. But what would happen if all of a sudden LSU wins the whole thing and Scott Woodward goes to Molinari and says, Paul, man, we'll double your salary. We don't want you to retire. Stay. Yeah, I mean, do you think that's even remotely possible?
You know, you never want to say never on anything, really.
Yeah.
People change their minds and stuff like that. But Paul has been in a lot of pain. I think he and his family have said that, you know, his family is a little bit sort of relieved that in some ways, anyway, that he's going to give up. I mean, obviously, it's going to be hard for them to move on without this thing in their life that has been, you know,
sure.
the thing that has scheduled their time for almost four decades. It's going to be hard not to have that. But at the same time.
We may have lost Wilson. We may have lost him. CD, have we lost him? Well, that's okay. That's okay. I will text Wilson and tell him thank you. We're up against the clock here. We got to get to a break because coming up in just a minute, let me tell you our guest list today. We've got the former All-American Hall of Famer Todd Walker joining us next to share his thoughts on this LSU baseball team as they get ready to take on Tennessee in Knoxville on Saturday. Best 2 out of 3. Peter Burns from the SEC Network. 6 SEC schools in the big super regionals. 1 SEC school guaranteed to make the College World Series because it's LSU versus Tennessee. SEC is going to get at least one team in there. We'll talk about that with him. Ralph Marlborough, who is a writer for WWL-TV, covers the New Orleans Saints. We'll get his thoughts on the Saints minicamp. And it wasn't a question of if, it's a question of when. This college football playoff getting ready to start its 8th season under the format that it's under now. We're going to expand. The question is when and how many. It looks like a dozen is the operative number now. I am all for it. Brandon Marcello, the college football national reporter for 24/7 Sports, will join us at around 3:30. So, busy day. We thank Wilson Alexander. I'd be stunned. Literally, I would be floored. It would be the biggest shocker in my life if Pat Casey were hired as the head coach. I think he might be the greatest coach out there, but the optics are horrendous at this time. You can't do it. And if LSU's board of supervisors allows it, They need to all be fired and get a new board in there. There's no way, Jose. There's no way. All right, we'll be back. The Jordy Helfert Show, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. We're simulcast on Stadium 32.3, 133 on LUS. Thursday, June the 10th, one day closer to the Knoxville Super Regional. Todd Walker, next.
You're listening to 103.7 The Game. We pulled out money to buy you a thank you gift, but there's not much you can do with 34 cents.
Good times, great taste, all in one place.
That's Pizza Mia in Broussard. Fresh made, delicious pizza made to order with local ingredients and lots of love. The cool local atmosphere is expanding with Sidekick Sports and Billiards, world-class golf bar, gaming, golf zone golf simulator, billiards, and foosball. Perfect for lunch or dinner. Pizza Mia in Broussard, located in front of Le Triomphe, where you'll find
good times, great taste, all in one place.
Join KDCG Thursday night as Black Gold Casino in Dusan presents the world-famous Swamp and Roll TV show. This South Louisiana music show is viewed across the globe. This Thursday night at 7, it's the unmistakable sounds of Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie. You can't get great swamp pop music like this anywhere else in the world. Gino Delafosse and French Rockin' Boogie this Thursday only on KDCG. And make sure to join us for the next live taping of Swamp and Roll on Wednesday, June 23rd at Black Gold Casino in Dusan.
Ace Plumbing has been servicing the Acadiana area for over 30 years and has a proven track record of excellence in the industry. And now, in an effort to further meet our customers' needs, Ace is offering electrical services. Our customers can expect the electrical division to have the same high standards and professionalism they have come to know from Ace Plumbing. Our trained professionals have more than 18 years of experience in the field and are ready to service any electrical problems you may have. Anything from a simple light switch to a complete house rewire. Let us give you the peace of mind, knowing all your electric needs will be handled promptly and professionally. Let Ace Electric give you a hand. Call 337-565-2513. That's 337-565-2513 to bring our award-winning service to your home or business.
Ace Electric.
Time to show dear old dad how much he means to you with the 103.7 The Game's Dad Doesn't Need Another Tie Sweepstakes, powered by Cajun Gun and Gear. We're giving away a $500 Visa gift card, and you can score that for your pops by simply signing up for the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse Rewards at 1037thegame.com today. That's the Dad Doesn't Need Another Tie Sweepstakes, powered by Cajun Gun and Gear and 103.7 The Game, Acadiana's sports station.
ShopRite Tobacco Plus discount outlets. Whether you need gas for your car, tobacco products, an excellent fast food, or a good bottle of beer or wine, ShopRite has you covered. For those on the go, getting breakfast or lunch at ShopRite is terrific. Heading out on a road trip, ShopRite has you covered with everything you need for everyone in your travel party. So if you're anywhere in central and southern Louisiana, you'll find a ShopRite store near you, a one-stop shop for whatever you need. If you can't ShopRite at ShopRite, you just can't ShopRite at all.
The Blonde Bomber is back. And better than ever. You're locked into the Jordy Holtberg Show on 103.7 The Game, 1037thegame.com, and the free mobile app.
All right, welcome back as we continue to talk about the Super Regional, LSU, Tennessee, four other SEC schools in the Super Regionals. The SEC has just been, it's been a great league all year long. My next guest, let me just give you a timeline. Part of the LSU's 1993 College World Series championship team, named the College World Series most outstanding player. In 2006, he was elected into the LSU Hall of Fame. 2009, inducted into the National College Baseball Hall of Fame in Lubbin, Texas. And on April 14, 2017, his uniform number 12 was retired by LSU at Alec Box Stadium, Skip Bertman Field. Still my favorite LSU baseball player of all time. I'm older. I don't care. He was tremendous. It seemed like he always came up to bat with the game on the line and the LSU needed a big hit, and I swear he never failed. Todd Walker, kind enough to join us. How about that for an intro? And it's all true, man. How are you?
I'm good, Jordy. How are you, man? You got to say that because I'm on with you, but I'm going to hire you as my agent if I ever play again.
It's true. It's true. It's true. At 11 years in the bigs, what was your favorite team in the big leagues?
Well, we get that question a lot, Jordy, and I loved them all for different reasons, right? I mean, right. So we'd play I played for the Cubs, and the field wasn't great, but it was old, and it was nostalgic, and you loved playing for the Chicago Cubs because of the atmosphere, but the ballpark wasn't very nice. But then you played, you know, like I went later and played for San Diego, where you're living on the beach and playing in a you know, a brand new stadium, and so that was cool for that reason, you know. And then when I was at the Red Sox, it was also the nostalgic old history deal, but we won. You know, we got into the postseason with the Red Sox in 2003, so that was fun. For, you know, so they were all cool for different reasons.
A great, great, great career, and you're doing a tremendous job in the broadcasting booth. Are you calling one of the Super Regionals this weekend?
I am. I got my desk right now looks like a lawyer's desk, man. I got papers everywhere. I've got the Arkansas-NC State series this weekend, so I got all the info sitting right in front of me.
Okay, let me – pet peeve. Are they letting you guys go to the actual games and sitting in a press box, or do you have to do it – at your house again?
No, isn't that amazing? So the SEC kind of regulated the conference tournament, so we were able to go live there. But then the NCAA takes over for the regionals and the super regionals, and I'm in a little office down the road with good internet, and that's about it. I'm sitting in this office by myself calling these games, both the regional and super. But then for Omaha, we'll go back out on the road, and we'll be in Omaha, so it'll be live there. So it's a little weird the way they're doing it, but I guess better safe than sorry.
Oh, well, okay. Todd Walker, kind enough to join us. All right, I got to get your thoughts on LSU-Tennessee. LSU, been there, done that. It seems like this has been a season of firsts and plenty of firsts in a long time for Tennessee baseball. They haven't hosted a Super Regional ever. Does that come into play? Even though this LSU team really hasn't done that before, but the program has and Paul Maneri has, does that have any weight in a situation like this?
Typically, you might say it does, but this Tennessee team has a way of winning baseball games. We saw the walk-off grand slam the other night. They've seemed to have come up with the big hit all year long. There's nothing that overly jumps out at you with this team. They're just good. But what I think about is the series that LSU played in Knoxville. I think that was week two, maybe, of the SEC schedule. And they walked over there. They lost all three games by a total of four runs. They got walked off twice. But in that series, they walked 19 guys. So they walked. They put 19 free bases, and that doesn't even count the times when you didn't walk somebody, but you were behind in the count because you're just so inaccurate. So I think you'll see a better staff outing from LSU going into this series this weekend. And, again, when you combine that with the fact that they only lost all three games, two one-run games and a two-run game, and they walked that many people, then I think you're going to see a better series this weekend. I think it's definitely going three. It's hard to predict these baseball things, but I think you're definitely going to see a three-game series in Knoxville.
Does Marceau get the ball to start, or do you go with Labus, who's got a little bit more rest? I mean, I know you got – look, every game you want to win, I don't know. I'm not a manager. I don't know how to handle something like that.
Yeah, well, the fact that it's starting on Saturday instead of Friday makes that a little easier decision. I think you might go with Landon Marceau in the first game, but I'm not in that room. You can go a bunch of different directions. What I might do is what you just said. I might throw A.J. Labus on game one, and then you got your ace. Whether you win or you lose game one, you've got your ace sitting there to kind of pick you up, you know. And especially if you do lose game one, you want your best guy out there for game two. And so
I like the
kind of reverse that you mentioned with Labus. And then, but, you know, these series are different. So Friday night, you name a starter, and then everybody else is available. So even Landon Marceau, you know, if he has to come in Friday night to win that game, I might use him. You know, if you can get late enough and use Devin Fontenot, that's fine too. But these are different. So you just name the starter on Friday night, and everybody else pitches behind him. And you don't name a starter Saturday until Friday night's over.
LSU's playing their best baseball by far right now, right? I mean, they're swinging the bat. They look like, Dugas looks like a right-handed walker a little bit every now and then up there. Man, he's hot as a firecracker.
Yeah, they're top four or five. And see, they put Zach Arnold there in the two hole to kind of create some more depth in the lineup. It kind of expanded a little bit. Those four hitters with Dugas and Doty and the two super freshmen with Trey Morgan and Dylan Cruz, can swing it. And I said this before we started this postseason. They have the parts in place, right? So they got the two starters. They got the closer and Devin Fontenot. They got four or five really legit hitters. I like Drew Bianco, even though the numbers aren't there. I like him as a baseball player. And so I kind of feel like you're right. It is coming together at the right time for them. And to make it this far, let's be honest, for what we've seen all year long is pretty incredible. But I think this is a winnable super regional. And Knoxville, I mean, Tennessee's very good, don't get me wrong, but it's winnable. And now all of a sudden you got from a team that was at one time, 1-8, 1-9 in the conference, whatever they were, with a chance to go to Omaha. It's pretty impressive turnaround. But that's what Paul Maneri has done over the years. They play better at the end, and that's when you want to do it.
I would be remiss if I didn't get your opinion on the right fit for the next LSU baseball coach. What do you think it's going to require to keep this program in the upper echelon where it belongs?
Yeah, and I haven't really mentioned names, although I guess Pat Casey's been on campus. I guess the interview, that's no secret. Morgan State, knows his stuff. Kevin O'Sullivan's names get thrown around a little bit. I think rather than the names, I think you got to get a younger guy that has a lot of energy, and can handle losing a Tuesday night midweek game and be able to handle the criticism that they receive, being able to do the public speaking on a daily basis that head coach has to do, all the public events, keeping up with the academic center and the 40 some odd, players you have on your roster and how they're doing, raising money, the benefits and everything that go along with it. It just takes a lot of energy. And I think you got to hire a young guy that has a lot of energy. And I say young because you want him around for the next 15 years or so, 20 years, whatever. But the longevity is important and the energy is important. And, of course, you got to know the game.
I mean, I see guys that go into the broadcasting booth and they get hired as head coaches and they do a great job. I mean, maybe you and Ben McDonald could be like co-head coaches or something. I don't know.
I've been doing this for 6 years, and what's funny about what you said is, I played baseball my whole life at every level, and you get told a lot of things, and you get taught a lot of things. And you played basketball, but I didn't really learn a whole lot till I stepped back and coached in high school for 3 years, and I had to actually kind of watch and then tell it to somebody else. As soon as I was the middleman between learning the game and then telling it to kids and players is when I truly really started understanding and learning every aspect of this game. And then, of course, when you're on air and you're broadcasting and you're watching all these games without having to play them, you can take a step back and you can really start to pick the nuances of what it takes to win baseball games. And so I think, if you're asking me if I'm going to coach again one day, I'd love to do it at some point. I loved my time coaching in high school, and I love what I do now. But at some point, maybe we get together and put a team together, me and Ben, and figure something out.
Interesting. Very good. All right, you got LSU. So you think LSU's got a puncher's chance in this thing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They match up well with the starters from Tennessee. Will Heflin threw in the conference tournament. He's their number two, a left-hander. He looked normal. There wasn't anything special about him. I think he matches up well, whether, like we talked about, it's Labus or it's Marceau in game two. That'll be Will Heflin's job, or they move Blake Tidwell up. That's their number three guy. He's probably their best. Chad Dallas is very good, the starter for them. But Blake Tidwell threw well in the conference tournament. He's done well. They got Sean Hundley out of the pen. It's not overpowering, and he's not going to overwhelm you, but he throws strikes, and he mixes pitches well. So Sean Hundley's the guy out of the pen for them. But the matchup with LSU is I feel like they've got a chance to win. The one thing, like I mentioned, that LSU has to do is throw the ball over the plate.
Yeah. Can't walk them. I love it. Todd Walker. You're not going to be there in person, unfortunately, but, man, the Hogs – the crowd they had at their games was amazing. I love it. I love it. It's so great to see it again.
Well, I think well, I was talking to some guys on campus today, and they've got lines around the corner trying to get in. We talked to the you'll get a kick out of this. We talked to Elliot Avent, who's the head coach at NC State, and he said they have Arkansas fans joining the NC State Booster Club so they can get tickets to the game. It's sold out and it's packed, and there's just so much excitement around this Fayetteville Regional, our Super Regional. And I've done a Super Regional there a couple of years ago when they played Ole Miss. Awesome. And it's electric. It's dynamic. There was a time when Baton Rouge had the corner on all that, right? All the excitement and all the hype around college baseball. Now you've got other places like Starkville and Fayetteville and Knoxville that are catching on. And I wouldn't be surprised if Fayetteville isn't the craziest, most electric fan base in the country right now. And of course, that helps when your team's the number one team in the country.
Yes. Let's see if they can sustain that. Todd, thank you so much, man. Have a great call of the game from your office with the good internet, and we thank you for your time, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Jordy. Call me anytime. Appreciate it.
You're the best, man. That's Todd Walker, the All-American. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll get the look around the SEC. Peter Burns from the SEC Network joins us next. Continuing coverage of the Super Regionals that get underway tomorrow. LSU gets underway Saturday, right here. 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. Simulcast Stadium, 32.3, 133 LUS.
Live from the First South Farm Credit Studios in Upper Lafayette, this is Acadiana's Sports Station, 103.7 The Game, KLWB, Karenkrow, Lafayette, a Delta Media station.
Shell Oyster House is an upscale casual seafood restaurant serving everything from oysters and po' boys to steaks and cocktails. They are known for their Gulf oysters and variety of Gulf Coast seafood served with a New Orleans flair. The atmosphere has a French Quarter feel, but what really makes it special is the food, like fried green tomatoes with crab cakes or voodoo shrimp for starters. How about a bacon and pecan crusted redfish for an entree or triple steak cheeseburger for lunch? Come to the Half Shell Oyster House and satisfy your appetite. Half Shell Oyster House is located at 109 Old Camp Road, right off the intersection of Ambassador Caffrey and Collie Saloon.
Go to AcadianaDeals.com this Friday, June 11th, to get your $50 Half Shell Oyster House gift card for only $25. Don't miss this incredible offer. You know they won't last long.
Are you a homeowner with a generator? The recent floods here in Acadiana may have you asking the question, do I need to put this thing on higher ground? And the answer is maybe. Call Sirius Power Generation to do a complete inspection for flood damage and to give you an assessment on generator placement. Water can do extensive damage to generators, and Sirius Power Generation would like to make your experience with your generator a good one. Call Sirius, SiriusUSA.com. That's SiriusUSA.com. At Artco Equipment, they know when your equipment is down, it's costing you time and money. So their job is getting you back to work. Here's Travis Boudreaux.
We service most makes and models. We can work on just about anything. Being able to go on a job site and repair the piece of equipment that we were called out to repair, but also on that same job site, move on to a different make or model while we're there, is definitely a strength and something that separates us.
Artco, getting you back to work.
From Breeze and Colston to Burrow and Chase, dynamic duos are nothing new to Louisiana sports fans. And here in Acadiana, we have our very own dynamic duo with 103.7 The Game and Stadium TV.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Tune in every weekday for the simulcast of your favorite 103.7 The Game shows on Stadium 32.3 and 133 on LUS. The Game and Stadium, the best duo in Acadiana.
If you're looking for quality air duct cleaning services, turn to Dux. We are the trusted name in air duct and HVAC cleaning because we utilize industry-leading methods, advanced technology, and effective techniques. Our team of highly trained professionals has the knowledge and the insight to tackle even the most stubborn buildup. We carefully inspect the property before creating a customized cleaning plan, including recommended actions and next steps. Choose Dux. D-U-C-T-Z.
Take-
taking the hottest topics out there and dousing them in gasoline. It's the Jordy Holtberg Show on 103.7 The Game.
Way too long since we had our next guest on, but he's so dadgum busy, it's just hard to get him, and I don't want to bother him, but I'm bothering him today, and that is our good friend. He has to be neutral, but we know deep inside he's a huge Tiger fan. Peter Burns of the SEC Network. Peter, man, how you been, man?
Jordy, I'm good, man. In fact, I'm glad it's the perfect timing. I'm actually on vacation out here in like Rosemary Beach in Florida, and so I never understood how exhausting going on vacation to the beach with a 3.5 and a 1.5-year-old.
Yes.
So
yes.
The fact that I can talk sports and get away for 20 minutes is like a godsend.
Woo, dude. So you know, my buddy Ross Dellinger did a story. How many SEC football coaches have you seen hanging around lately? Well, they're in June now, so you probably went at the right time because that's where all the rich and famous go vacation, big guy.
Well, I'm neither, right? Like I don't even think they would let me park their cars over here in 30A. So yeah, they're always out here. This is kind of like their little celebrity spot. But all of them are out recruiting. So trust me, I kept reaching out to Mullen and O and all those guys, going, "Hey man, can I use your beach house?" And I got crickets, Jordy. So that kind of showed me where I'm at in the pecking order. You know,
I can get you a good table at the Ocean Club if you need one, man. Just let me know.
Hey man, that I might hesitate to take you up on that offer right now, but it's been a lot of kids chicken tenders and Netflix Cocoa Melon so far on the trip. So I'm ready to kind of like shift gears and get ready for Super Regionals is what I'm really ready for.
Get a babysitter and you and your wife go out and have a date night, man. That's a good thing. All right, let's go. Baseball. The SEC could have as many as 5 teams in the College World Series. They're guaranteed to have one because LSU and Tennessee are playing. Why did you spread that rumor? Why did you make Paul Maneri talk about the Tennessee fans being nasty like that? What was he thinking?
Oh, man. Trust me. I almost feel like every single team, Jordy, and it's not even just baseball, but it's every single sport. Like, whenever the opposing fan base is quote-unquote nasty, it, like, brings the best out of teams, right? Whether it be Tennessee or LSU or Auburn or Alabama, Florida, it doesn't matter. Like, here in this conference, like, when people think, oh, these fans are just a little bit kind of crazy, and all of a sudden it kind of ratchets it up. And, I mean, you know, you kind of get this mentality of these road dogs that LSU has been at. And I think, you know, I mean, hell, it sounded like a home game there in Oregon this last weekend. I mean, when you heard the chants in the crowd in Eugene, it was all about LSU and not about the Oregon Ducks. So I think you combine that with what happened in Tennessee earlier in this year. And, I mean, hell, Jordy, that's the reason why these tickets, I think, are going for like $400 a pop just to get in.
Crazy.
For college baseball. That's nuts.
Crazy. Yeah, I love it. I wish the NCAA would adopt the policy that the SEC did and let all the announcers go to the sites and do the games. It just makes it better. But no, they got to still do it from their living rooms and off the computer and all that crazy stuff. I don't get it, but it is what it is. So I guess better safe than sorry. Tennessee's proven all year long that they're a pretty darn good team. LSU's had its rough moments. What were they, 1-8 in the league? And all of a sudden now, it's not about how, but when. They're playing their best baseball now, so it should be a great series.
Yeah, I mean, you go back and look at it, it's kind of interesting because, you know, about midway through the season, Tennessee kind of hit a different level, right? Like all of a sudden they were down in a couple games and they had a couple comeback from behind victories. And it reminded me a lot of the Rally Possum team back in the day for LSU, where all of a sudden it's like, all right, things are starting to, you know, they kind of believe. And even when they get down 3 or 4, they don't necessarily mind that, right? Like I don't get that same feel out of this LSU team. I just get the feeling that it's kind of like, hey, listen, anything can happen type moment. And, you know, we saw that with them having to go kind of Johnny Holstaff and have a bunch of different pitchers out in that last game. Somebody was going to make a big play, and whether it be Dugas or whether it be Cruz, I mean, guys are starting to step up. And, I mean, it's going to stink to lose Maneri, but then you start thinking about how much young talent is on this team growing up in front of our eyes. And I'm like, man, the future is in pretty damn good hands.
You know, you mentioned losing Maneri. I'm stunned. And look, he may be the greatest coach ever. One of the best in Pat Casey, the former Oregon State coach who retired in 2018, says there's times I want to get back in the dugout. There's other times I'm so thankful that I'm not in the dugout. And, you know, timing is everything. And the fact that he had that situation with Luke Heimlich, the optics right here, right now, with what LSU's going through, I would be, Peter, I'd be more than stunned if he became the head coach at LSU. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think Kendall Rogers over D1 Baseball said that, you know, Sully, Kevin O'Sullivan, who was rumored to be kind of in the, you know, at least in the running for it, decided to pull his name out. And Kendall's pretty damn, you know, locked in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would imagine that that'd be the case. So, you know, I had heard kind of Casey's name floating around a little bit. So it's not a huge surprise. However, like you said, there are other factors involved. So, I mean, the thing is, this is not an easy job, Jordy. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, you go back and look at Smoke. You know, I mean, Smoke looked at as kind of a non-successful coach, but if I'm not mistaken, I mean, he got the Tigers to the College World Series. I mean, there was some success he had. He just didn't have it on the level of following the legend of Skip Bertman. And same thing with Mineri, right? I mean, Mineri's won a title, but people will always be, you know, they'll think LSU baseball with title. Like, it's kind of like Alabama football. It's pass or fail. Did you win a championship?
Right.
Yes. Then it's a success. If you didn't, then it's a failure. And not many coaches can live up to that hype.
LSU fans went and started crying the other day when Saban was extended till he's, what, 77 years old. I mean, can't get rid of my boy. Can't get rid of him.
I mean, why would you, right? I mean, at that point, yeah. I mean, yeah, I thought actually Alabama got a pretty damn good deal, Jordy, because, I mean, Saban could have legitimately gone to Greg Byrne at Alabama and said, give me $30 to $40 million, and he probably still would be worth it. Like, that's the crazy part about it when you look at, like, out-of-state tuition fees and attendance and season
Amazing.
Tickets and merchandise. I mean, and just the program itself. So, unbelievable to think that Tuscaloosa actually got probably a discount in Saban for extra years. It's nuts.
Hey, maybe you can make a deposit and rent that place again on the SEC's dime, because aren't you all going to be live at the SEC Media Days again? Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I think that's why it was so much fun to watch regionals this year, is because the crowds were just flipping nuts. You know, and like everybody's just been kind of waiting for that moment to just go crazy. And that's, I mean, honestly, I'm literally looking at ways to talk to my kids and my wife and be like, hey, we're gonna just take a small detour out of this beach trip and head up to Knoxville. So that way my kids can be like completely indoctrinated to like a crazy atmosphere for Tennessee and LSU. I mean, can you imagine what the crowds are going to be like in college football stadiums this year?
My God. Oh, it's going to be great.
Nuts. Out of control.
I'm all for it. Peter Burns, SEC Network, joining us on his vacation. Wow. All right, let's go through these. East Carolina, there's another name in Godwin who's being bandied about. Was an assistant at LSU under Skip Bertman for a little bit. He's done a great job at East Carolina. They're at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt better win the first two games because after those two stud pitchers, I don't know what they've got.
Yeah, they got the kid, I think it's Christian Scott or whatever, their third. I mean, he's Christian Little, I think that might have been his name. He's solid, but I mean, it really is Rocker and Leiter. And what's crazy about it is, you know, Leiter, they had to shut down for a week, like, you know, midway through the season or a little bit on the late part of the season, Jordy, because, you know, his arm had gotten tired. Now, he's got plus stuff. I mean, he looks like the real deal, probably going to be the second or third pick in the Major League Baseball draft. And we know how good Kumar Rocker is. But yeah, they've been touched up before, but the thing is that their bats are so good too. You know, this is not like, a couple of years ago, all Florida could do when they won the title was pitch. They had no hitting. Vandy can do both. I think they actually advance. I think they actually advance against ECU. I think Arkansas advances against North Carolina State. And ultimately, I think, you know, I don't know. I mean, Tennessee, I think, is a better overall team, but the mojo behind LSU right now is special, man. And you know how it is, man. Postseason, there's something about LSU baseball that hits on a different level.
Paul Mineri's done a bunch of things. He's never won a super regional on the road. It just seems kind of fitting in his swan song that maybe maybe another first is accomplished. So we'll see. Ole Miss is at Arizona. I'd love to see Mike Bianco and his club get to the College World Series, but that's going to be another tough one.
Yeah, I think the thing is, and I love Mike as well, and I think the thing that hurt them is when they lost, it's kind of like LSU. You know, when LSU lost Hill, like that, there was your Saturday guy. There was your Jared Poche to Alex Lang, right? Well, you know, I mean, same thing with when they lost Gunnar Hoglund. Like, they just – Doug Nikhazy's great, but Tyler Myers has been good. Derek Diamond stepped up, but they don't have that second guy. And I always feel like you got to have a second dude to make it to Omaha. And not just make it to Omaha. You got to have a chance to win it. You got to have two starters. And I just don't think Ole Miss necessarily has that. Now, okay. Mississippi State does. And, you know, they'll be at home for the, you know, the Catholics versus the Cowbells matchup that I can't wait. I mean, you talk about probably the second best series outside of LSU-Tennessee. That one's going to be great because I think Notre Dame scored like 15 Irish runs. Yeah, right. in their regional.
They are. I mean, they won their regional. They won 10-0. They beat somebody. I don't know who it was. They beat somebody 26-3. And then they close it out 14-2. They got to be the hottest team in college baseball. Got to be.
Yeah, but, I mean, just about it, it's kind of like Notre Dame. You know how it is. Anytime Notre Dame gets to the postseason play, no matter the sport, they just falter. So, that's just what Notre Dame does, Jordy. So I'm not too worried about them. I think that's a coin flip. I think it's a coin flip. I think Ole Miss is going to be not necessarily the favorite. I would say that there's three teams from the SEC when we go out there to cover it for SEC Network that'll be representing the conference.
All right. I hope one of them wears purple and gold. That's all I can say. How many? Look, do all your honeydews so you can get a round or two of golf in. Can you? Can you please?
Well, seriously, I need somebody to hit me up because I'm out here. And I'm like, I want to play Shark's Tooth or Camp Creek, one of the clubs out here. And I'm like, I don't know anybody yet. So one of these days, maybe I'll get famous enough to know the guys over at 38 really well.
But you're a celebrity, man. Just walk in there and flash that smile. You're in like Flynn. Go ahead.
I'm going to do that, and I'll just be like, I was just on Jordy's show this week, so can I get in and see how much they charge me? I think that's my game plan going forward.
That'll get you through the door, man. That'll be carte blanche. Now you know how to roll, Peter Burns.
I'm going to do it.
Thank you. I had no idea you were on vacation. I wouldn't have called you. Yeah, I would have, but thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you would have. But, hey, yeah. Listen, I told my wife, I was like, I'm not doing any of these, except if it's around my Baton Rouge guys. So, Jordy, you're trust me, you're definitely a legend enough to where vacation can wait for a couple of minutes.
All right. Well, you just wanted your wife to have to change the diapers and get the sand out of their ears. I understand. Whatever works.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth, brother.
Thank you, man. Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks, Jordy. Good luck to y'all.
All right. Take care. Peter Burns of the SEC Network. I just got a text. From my buddy Glenn Gilbo, the Daily Advertiser and USA Today, he said on the LSU coaching search that Kevin O'Sullivan pulled out after LSU was not interested in him. So I posed the question, and Glenn came up with it. It wasn't that O'Sullivan was not interested in LSU for some whatever reason there may be. LSU dropped their interest in Kevin O'Sullivan. So thank you, Glenn Gilbo, Gannett, USA Today, and of course the Daily Advertiser. All right, we'll take a timeout here, but before we do, the Houston Astros are heating up. You can be a part of the exciting action with 103.7 The Game's Astros Weekend Getaway. Register in the 103.7 The Game Clubhouse for a chance to score 4 tickets and a $200 Visa gift card for Houston's home game against the Chicago White Sox on Saturday, June 19th. So make sure to enter to win at 1037thegame.com. Astros Weekend Getaways, powered by Butcher AC, J&J Exterminating, and 1037 The Game, Acadiana's sports station. It's sad that the Women's College World Series Game 3 winner-take-all for a national championship is being played right now and not in prime time. We'll update the Sooners and the Seminoles when we come back. The Jordy Helfert Show here on 1037 The Game.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, Who Dat Nation, this is Drew Brees, and you're listening to Acadiana Sports Station 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Building the St. Jude Dream Home is truly an Acadiana community effort. Here's builder Brian McLean and Ty Greneau from Acadiana Garage Doors.
For people who buy tickets, for them to just step back and realize what all it takes to make this a dream home and to raise $1.2 million each and every year, year over year, so that that can help go towards offsetting the cost to treat the children.
After a while, it becomes a machine. Brian and his team, they've gotten so good at it. It's just making sure everybody else falls in line and does the right thing. And, man, every year the home is beautiful. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better situation. Great builder, building a great home that is going to be make somebody very happy and at the same time helping a lot of people. It's just, it's the perfect situation. It's exactly what that city needs.
Acadiana Garage Doors, proud to be part of the St. Jude Dream Home.
Bass Custom Signs. Get hooked on our service. The pros at Bass Custom Signs specialize in custom and digital signs of all shapes and sizes, visible all over Louisiana. If you're tired of potential customers passing up your business, Bass Custom Signs will drive them to your doors. Increase your business by up to 15% with a digital sign by Bass. We even offer financing solutions no matter how big your project is. Drive more business your way with Bass Custom Signs. Call 981-1189 or visit BassCustomSigns.com.
Looking to get in shape? How about a workout based on science with proven results? Orange Theory Fitness Lafayette. More life. Orange Theory is for everyone. We use real-time tracking during each workout and individual attention from professional trainers, so it's easy to stay motivated and track your progress. So get that heart rate up and boost your metabolism with convenient day and evening classes 7 days a week. Ambassador Caffrey at Cali Saloon next to Fielding Stream. OrangeTheory.com. More life.
At Demco, we know that when the weather turns warmer, the cold winter days are long forgotten. The abnormally cold days of Winter Storm Uri produced record-high energy consumption as heaters worked overtime to shake off the icy temps. In fact, if you're heating your home with electricity, it takes 2 to 4 times the amps than it takes to cool a home. This difference can be seen in your bill. Learn more about energy usage and ways to reduce your bill at Demco.org. Demco, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Here's what you missed on this morning's edition of RP3 and Company.
We could be having a discussion this morning about Pat Casey and being like, the resume's great, but he's been out of the game for 3 years. Is he someone that can lead the program for the next 10? The Board of Supervisors were going to say no to Sullivan, the Florida coach. If the Board of Supervisors weren't going to sign off on Sullivan, are they going to sign off on Casey?
Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9 for RP3 and Company here on 103.7 The Game or listen on demand at 103.7thegame.com. The best guests join the Jordy Holtberg Show. If you missed an interview, you can check it out on demand at 1037thegame.com.
Women's College World Series championship game, Oklahoma, Florida State. It's Oklahoma. You can't beat the Sooners in Oklahoma City. I'm sorry. Sooners lead, I do believe, 2-0 in the fourth inning. Remember, softball goes to 7, so we'll see. NBA last night. He's 36 years young. Chris Paul doing things out there at the point position. He's just amazing. I remember when he came out of Wake Forest and joined the New Orleans Hornets, the fourth pick overall. He was a difference maker then. He's a difference maker now. In 31 minutes, he shot 60% from the field, 6 out of 10. 2 for 2 from the land of 3. 3 for 3, 100% from the free throw line. But that's nothing. Yeah, he had 17 points in 31 minutes, but he had 15 assists and 0 turnovers, 0. And the Suns obliterated the Nuggets, 123-98. The Nuggets coach said, we quit, we suck, and I'm just going to play players that want to play for game 3. Wow. Phoenix with a 2-game-to-zip lead, keeping it in basketball. Bob Marlin is going crazy with the transfer portal. Added his second Big East transfer, former Creighton letter winner Antoine Jones, a 6'6 220-pound guard, joins a list of D1 transfers that includes Lafayette native former St. John guard Greg Williams Jr., along with Arizona transfer Jordan Brown, San Jose State guard, and former Lafayette High product Jalen Dalcourt. So getting this roster put together, and we'll see how it all pans out. Again, I'll be shocked if Casey gets the job. I really will. And it's not my decision, but it's just the timing of everything. And with everything that's already out there about LSU and all the trials and tribulations off the court and off the field, now you're bringing in and talking to a coach that's got that attached to his hip. I cannot fathom. And I don't know what, Scott Woodward was up in as the athletic director at the University of Washington. So they played Oregon State. So he saw, and this was in Oregon State, they won 3 national championships with the guy. I don't doubt his coaching acumen. Yes, he's been out of baseball. Yes, he said there are days when I really want to be in the dugout, and there are other days where I'm, thank God I'm not. LSU, millions of dollars can make anybody change their mind. But I just can't see anybody signing off on that. Hour number one's in the books. Hour number two, we'll talk some football. We'll talk Saints. And 12 seems to be the number for the college football playoff. When? We'll discuss. Hour number two, the Jordy Helper Show, 103.7 The Game, 103.7thegame.com. Simulcast Stadium, 32.3, 133 LUS.